Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 62. This Perek is in every sense a continuation of our previous Perek. It is also a continuation of the final Haftarah of the Shevet and Achemta of Parshas Nitzavim. The last Perek started the Haftarah with the joy B'nai Yisrael experience when greeting Hashem. And now the Navi speaks in representation of Hashem's words and his promise to Klal Yisrael, the response, as it were. Lema'an Sion lo echeshe, uleman Yerushalayim lo eshkot, ad yetzei chanoga tzidka v'yeshuasa kelapid yivar. On behalf of Sion, I will not keep silent. On behalf of Yerushalayim, I will not be still until her victory emerges beautiful, resplendent, and her triumph like a flaming torch. Throughout the chapters we've seen the words of Hashem trying to persuade Bnei Yisrael that he will redeem them. But now this redemption has become an imperative. We get the feeling of someone who has kept his bottled up emotions inside for so long, and finally it's bursting forth and he says, I won't hold back anymore. I will not keep silent. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf 3, talks about a time in which the entire duration of the Golus, Hashem's experience was palpable. Shalosh mishmaros have halayla, va'al kol mishmar u'mishmar yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sho'eg ka'ari ve'omer, ayli shecharavti es beisi v'sarafti es hechali v'higlisi es banai levein ha'umos ha'olam. That there are three divisions into which every night is divided, called mishmaros. And at the edge of every mishmar, Hashem sits and screams like a lion and says, I'm so sad that I destroyed my home. I'm so sad that I burned my domain and I sent Bnei Yisrael to exile between the Umos HaOlam, between the Gaim. This teaches us that during the entire time of our exile of Galus, there is constant pain on high for the plight of the Jewish people, for the predicament of Malchus Shamayim, Hashem's sovereignty. As we know, the purpose of creation is wholly to reveal the glory of Hashem to all of the creatures of this world. The ones chosen to do this task, to whom Hashem revealed that glory first, is the Jewish people, through the Jewish city of Yerushalayim, and through the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when Am Yisrael is in exile, they aren't found in their place, and they aren't pulsating with the purpose to which they were born. So it's as if Hashem, Kaviyachol, is not in his place. He's not seen in this world. So he, too, is in Galus. Hashem desired that place in the world where he could be seen, and if he's not revealed in that way, it's as if he, too, is being displaced from his place. So while there are so many purposes being accomplished in this world, so many tasks, so many missions, the sole purpose of creation is yet unrequited, unsatisfied at this time. And that's the concept of Shechinta Begalusa, that the Shechina itself is in exile. If Hashem's presence isn't manifest, neither is the connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael apparent. So this is a double pain. Jews suffer the loss of exile, and Kaviyachol Hashem suffers as well. But here in this pasuk, Hashem says, "Leman Sion lo echeshe, leman Yerushalayim lo eshkot." I can't be quiet anymore, Bnei Yisrael. It's time to free you. V'ra'u goyim tzidkech, v'chol malachim kivodech, v'koralach shem chadash asher pi Hashem yikavenu. Now nations are going to see your victory, and every king will see your majesty, and you're going to be called a new name that Hashem himself will bestow upon you. V'hayis ateres teferes biyad Hashem utznif melucha b'chaf elokayich. You're going to be like a crown in the hand of Hashem and a royal headdress in the palm of Hashem. Lo ye'amer lach od azuva ula'artzeich lo ye'amer od shemama ki lachi karei cheftziva ula'artzeich be'ula. In the past, you saw yourself as forsaken, but nevermore shall you be called forsaken. And your land will not be called Shemama, desolate anymore. Now you're going to be called the opposite, Cheftziba, I delight in her. And your land is going to be called Be'ula, married, because Hashem takes delight in you. Ki yival bachur besula, yivaluch banayich, umisos chasan al kala, yasis alayich, elokayich. Just like a young boy marries a maiden, your sons now will come back and be like husbands to you, as a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will Hashem rejoice over you. Now, the marriage of Klal Yisrael to Hashem is a recurring theme throughout the Navi. We can perhaps understand these psukim's description as the fruition of the marriage by examining a Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Psolicha, when it speaks about the luchos that were broken initially. Atashi barta harishonos, ata pesalicha acheros. You, Moshe, you broke the first set, now you have to create a second set. Why? Rashi says something fascinating. He lends a parable of a woman who was about to be married, but unfortunately was subject to negative rumors and the marriage never happened. So too were Klal Yisrael standing on the cusp of betrothal, and they were about to be married as Moshe descended with the luchos from Har Sinai. But then the Chet HaEgel and those luchos were broken. So we remained, Klal Yisrael, as a bride whose marriage was never consummated. By breaking the luchos, Moshe explained to Hashem that there had been no formalized marriage contract, and therefore the Chet HaEgel was not a true betrayal. But that also meant that the marriage contract had never been completed, and Klal Yisrael was never truly united with Hashem through that contract of marriage. But now this all changes. With the Geula Shelema, we will be once again a chasan and a kala with Hashem. Our marriage will be consummated, and Hashem will join us together. Yasis alayich elokayich, kimsos chasan al kala. This entire time, we have had only that torn marriage contract, but when the redemption will come, we will have a signed, sealed, and delivered connection that will never, ever be broken. Al chomosayich Yerushalayim hifkadeti shomrim kol hayom v'chol halayla, tamid lo yechashu hamazkirim es Hashem al dami lachem. Upon your walls, Yerushalayim, I've set watchmen who are never going to be quiet, not by day and not by night. And you, watchmen, take no rest. Make sure that you do your job assiduously. It's very interesting now that after we speak of marriage, we're speaking of the walls of Yerushalayim that need to be protected. Because walls are what hold people together in a joint space. When walls are broken, the intimacy of a closeness gets permeated, and people are no longer in that space together alone. They are vulnerable to anyone, and their union is no longer sacrosanct. Hashem desires the Geula, because from the first minute we were supposed to be unified, but the Egel intercepted that. So until now, we've been living in broken walls, just as we had on Shivasar Batamas when we became open to all comers. So the symbol of the Shaviras HaChomos, the breaking of the wall, represents that same thing. Here we see that the whole time of Galus, Hashem has pain, so he's asking the watchers of the walls to keep begging that those walls, those broken walls, be fixed. Al dami lachem, don't keep silent. Ve'al titni dami lo, ad yichonein ve'ad yasim es Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz. Don't give any rest to him, to Hashem, until he establishes Yerushalayim and make her renowned on earth. Keep on crying to Hashem. Keep on showing that you're yearning for it, so that that yearning can then transform into Geula Shelema. That yearning is what brings the Geula closer. Nishba Hashem bimino uvizroa uzo imetein estiganech od ma'achal lo'evayich ve'im yishtu v'nei nechar tiroshech asher yagata bo. Hashem has sworn by his right hand, by his mighty hand, that he will never more give our grain to the enemies for food, and no one else, no foreigners, will drink the wine that we have toiled after. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf 6, learns out from these very words, Minayin shahashem meiniach shakash baruchu meiniach tefillin. Where do we know that Hashem puts on tefillin too? Shenamra nishba Hashem bimino ubizroa uzo. Our pasuk. Bimino zutora. Shenamar mimino eish daslamo ubizroa uzo elu tefillin. Shenamar Hashem ozli amayutain. These words refer to the fact that the Torah is before Hashem always. And the Zroa Uzo refers to the tefillin that are on his hand always. And the Gemara continues, what does it say in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar lei, umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like your nation Yisrael, the one nation in the world? That's what Hashem puts on his arm, Kaviyachol. The love and the desire on both sides. Klal Yisrael is to put on tefillin to be connected to Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that union. But Hashem putting on the same idea of Mika Amcha Yisrael, you're my one and only, together wrapped in the eternal, the constancy and the daily connection that manifest the union of Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Ki ma'asfav yochluhu v'hlalu es Hashem u'mikabtzav yishtuhu b'chatzros kadshi. Those who harvest the wine will eat it and give praise to Hashem, and those who gather it will drink it in the courts of Hashem. Ivru ivru basharim panu derech ha'am solu solu hamsila saklu me'even harimu nes al ha'amim. Once again, calling for the Geula Shalema to finally happen. Pass through the gates, clear the road for the people, build up the highway, remove the rocks, raise a sign over the peoples. Hine Hashem ishmia el katzei ha'aretz imu levasion hine yeshech ba. Hine secharo ito ufu ulaso lefanav. Hashem proclaims to the ends of the earth that tell Tzion, your Yeshua is coming, your deliverer is coming. Hashem's bringing his reward. And the schar, the merit, is coming before him as well. And finally, v'karu lahem am kadosh ke'ulei Hashem. Bnei Yisrael will be called the holiest people, those redeemed by Hashem. V'lachi karei dirusha. And you will be called the sought-out one. Ir lo ne'ezava. You have never, ever been forgotten. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi nishmas Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.